Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. It's Bob Furring. I'm back. It's been a long absence, and I'm here with our Lifestyles Director, Connie King. But first of all, I'd like to give a shout-out to you've undoubtedly been hearing some new and nice music at the beginning and end of the podcast. And we have Carl Rigorli and Norm Boldock to thank for that. Norm, in particular, has decided to spend his retirement years becoming proficient on the guitar. And he's making great progress, as you can tell. So shout out to them. And Connie, welcome to the podcast. Boy, it has been a long time.
It has been too long, Bob. Too long.
Well, it's nice that we're coming out of hibernation. What do you have in store for us?
Well, Bob, the reason why I wanted to present to our community, Sun City Shadow Hills, I want to say thank you for everyone who had attended our in-person Friday Night Funnies back in May. We know it was a bit of a challenge, but it was our first in-person, and we wanted to say thank you for everyone who had complied with the guidelines. We followed that up with a Music to My Ears. And speaking of Music to My Ears, we have another one that is scheduled for August the 5th at 7 p.m. at the Santa Rosa patio. So make sure you bring your lawn chairs. Shadows will be there with a bar. And we have two fabulous entertainers from Radio 60, and this is their first time performing here at Shadow Hills, and we are excited about it.
Great.
So we hope that everyone who is able to attend, that can attend. If you have any questions, please contact the front desk or stop by the Lifestyle desk.
Okay. So that takes us through August.
Well, in addition to that, we have our first ever vegan cooking class that is scheduled for August the 17th. So for everyone who is either gluten-free or want to learn how to cook some healthy meals, we invite you to sign up again at the front desk. Or contact us at 760-345-4349, extension 2120.
Where's that class going to be held?
That class is going to be in the Montecito, and it is going to be taught by one of the chefs, and she used to teach at one of the monasteries, and she would teach vegan classes. So we're excited regarding her vegan meatballs with marinara sauce, and it sounds delicious as she was describing it. So we hope for $30 that you would get a full meal plus dessert and a surprise beverage. So we're looking forward to that as well. Excellent. Our next event is going to take place September the 19th, and that's going to be our outdoor concert. We normally host our outdoor concerts in October, but this year that they're going to be working on the golf course. So we want to make sure that the golf course is looking as beautiful as it always does, and we did not want to interfere with some of the projects that they have going on. The next, which a lot of people have been asking us about, is the parking lot sale. Parking lot sale is scheduled for Saturday, October the 23rd. So if you'd like a table or you'd like a space, again, please contact the front desk, because sometimes these activities fill up quickly. We have scheduled our Laguna beach trip is sold out, as well so as our Padres and Giants game is sold out. So we have two events that have sold out. So if you're interested, I suggest that you don't wait, that you go ahead and sign up as soon as possible. The other thing I wanted to say prior to the parking lot sale in October, we will have a new homeowners orientation on October the 8th at 10 a.m. in the Montecito. So this is an opportunity for residents who closed in 2020 and who hadn't had an opportunity, to attend one of the events. Please sign up. Let us know if you're coming or not. And we have also invited the clubs and some of the committee members to be on hand afterwards so they can meet and greet some of the newcomers.
Great.
So we're excited about that as well. I know a couple of people have asked us about what are we doing for the holidays. We will be having another holiday tree trimming with the golf cart parade that is scheduled for November the 27th. We are trying to work on getting a marching band. So if anyone out there knows of a marching band that would like to participate this year, please let us know. We will also be having the holiday gift boutique as well, and that is going to be on November the 13th. So again, if you're interested in participating in any of these activities, we urge you to call the Lifestyle Desk as soon as possible. A couple of new things that we are working on. We met with the Lifestyle Advisory Committee on Tuesday, and we are working on an online registration system through Eventbrite, in which you'd be able to reserve your tickets online, select your seats, and you can also come up to the front desk to do that as mm-hmm. well. So mm-hmm. we're just trying to add something to make it a little bit more convenient for homeowners
sure.
as well, especially if you're out of town
part-time
and
residents.
You want to attend some of the events. We just got approval, per se, to look into doing a community cookbook, and we are hoping to have all the information and the details in the next Views issue in September. So that information is forthcoming as well.
Great. Okay, well, I've been telling people for the last year that this is how much fun this place is once we come back to life. And things are starting to happen. I'm so happy to see that.
And we are as well, Bob, and we know that our homeowners are anxious to get out and to have some activities, things that they enjoyed in the past. There probably will be a couple more activities that we will be presenting in the future that may be just a little bit different than what we've done in the past. So
Right.
we want to say again, thank you to all of the residents who have supported and continue to participate in the lifestyle activities. And we just, we're hoping that we can make 2021 and 2022 more of an exciting year.
Great. Well, thanks for coming in and telling us what's going to happen, and I look forward to having you back again soon.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. Appreciate
it. Okay, and to the audience, thanks for your attention. Until next time, bye-bye.